It's back to the drawing board for Basalt's Pan and Fork property. The developer at the table, Low Enterprises, says it's out after failing to see eye to eye with the town. The Pan and Fork parcel is 2.3 acres, smack dab in downtown Basalt. A nonprofit owns it, the Roaring Fork Community Development Corporation, or CDC. Low Enterprises wanted to buy the land, and the CDC wanted to sell it to them to the tune of $3 million. But Low is walking. Jim DeFrancia, a partner with Low Enterprises, says the Basalt Town Council won't allow a project that's, quote, economically feasible.
I never had any indication from the town as to what level of development was acceptable that translated into $3 million for CDC.
Low was interested in building a condo-hotel hybrid on the property, and the town council wasn't having it, says Michael McFoy, board president of the CDC. He says the anti-development sentiment that exists on the council makes negotiating development a big challenge. Basalt Mayor Jackie Witsit says Lowe never even submitted a development application, so the town had nothing to officially say yes or no to. Jim DeFrancia agrees.
And why would I when I'm told in advance that the application is not acceptable?
The CDC is ready to move on. The town has even talked about buying the property, even though voters shot down a 2016 bond measure that would have allowed this. Wyatt Orme, Aspen Public Radio News.